Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
The Bert Show.
All right, so you guys, Kristen, assigned yourselves a little... To help me out a little bit, throw me a bone here.
Yes, a bone of hobbies. So you have come on here and lamented that you need a hobby. Like your body, like even though you don't feel stressed, when you're taking all these tests, your body is very stressed. And you've had numerous doctors and therapists tell you, dude, you need a hobby.
You got to chill out somehow, some way. You got to figure out just a hobby and just chill out in your downtime.
But a hobby that's not performance-based. A hobby that doesn't, like, you don't have to get some kind of, like, cross the finish line first. Or it's not a win or lose thing. It's literally just something to, like, relieve tension and for calming, right?
I don't have any idea what that is. I have told these guys before, like you said, I've never had a hobby, never had anything that wasn't either voted on or someone had an opinion about, something that I just did, this is a crazy word, for fun? Just for fun?
For funsies.
For funsies?
Mm-hmm. So,
now, does a hobby have to be a solo thing or can it be with somebody as well?
No, I think hobbies can be with people.
Sure.
However, the ones I chose for you, all solo. I'm making you hang out with yourself.
Whoa.
All right.
He and I don't even get along very well.
I'm aware, which is why I want you two to get reacquainted, okay?
I have one dude hit me up yesterday and said that his, you know what his hobby is? He bought a boat for himself on Lake Lanier, and it's one of those where it has a sleeper in it and everything, and he goes out there and goes on his boat and just chills out with everybody there at Lake Lanier. There's a little bar or something out there also for the weekend. And the boat is too big to take out, so he doesn't even take it out. He just sits on the boat and hangs out.
Oh, well, that would be perfect for you since you can't.
Right. Because I can't dock and take a boat out of a slip.
Got your name all over it.
And I'm like, okay, that sounds kind of nice.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, but it sounds expensive.
Yeah, that's being a boat, boats are not cheap.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so I asked Abby and I asked Mo to come in with three hobbies for you that they think would be good. And so I also did the same. So here are my three potential hobbies for you.
Okay.
All right.
I'm trying to be open-minded here.
Please be open-minded. Knitting.
No way.
Okay, listen.
I'm not gonna
listen, Linda, listen. There are some big name celebrities that have gotten into knitting. Ryan Gosling, Russell Crowe, David Arquette, athletes like Tom Daley. He was always videotaped at the Olympics knitting. Additionally, historical figures like George Washington and Cary Grant were known to knit. Listen.
Just another thing me and George Washington would have in common.
Knitting can be calming and a creative outlet, reducing stress and anxiety while fostering mindfulness and improving fine motor skills. All things you need.
I could see myself taking the knitting needle and sticking it right in my throat.
Okay, anyway.
Okay, so that's not going
to
happen.
But there's these cute little, like, if you go to Target, there's this thing called the Wobbles, and they're like these little knitting kits or whatever. The little girls in my neighborhood love them. And maybe you can just try a Wobble kit and see how you like it.
Wobble, baby, wobble, baby.
I think some of the hobby has to at least appeal to something within me. Knitting. Okay. Nothing. Zero. But wobbling, nothing.
How do you know if you don't try?
You're right. Okay. I could try, but I'd say yeah.
All right.
I would be reluctant on
okay,
that one.
Okay, all right, fine. I got two more for you. Ready?
Okay.
Bird watching.
Come on, man.
Now listen. Get you some bird feeders, some hummingbird feeders. Put them in your backyard and enjoy your new backyard friends.
All three at the same time. You can knit, wobble, and bird watch.
I can't think of anything more boring in my life. It won't sustain me.
It won't sustain me at all. All right, last one.
I laugh at the people on vacation that have that kind of appreciation for nature.
All right, last one.
All right.
Learn a foreign language.
Okay.
Ready? Now listen.
Okay.
Pick a country that you want to go visit.
Yes.
And whatever that country's language is, you learn it.
The amount of countries that I have gone in Central and South America and in Europe that speak Spanish, it is ridiculous that I don't know the language. Ridiculous.
Hop on that Duolingo, baby.
That one... definitely I could get behind because I love traveling. Yes. I love different cultures. That one I could get behind.
I saved the best for last.
Okay. No.
That was a good
way
one.
Better than wobbling.
It's not wobbling. It's knitting.
All right. My first one, I thought of this because we've done it before and you seem to enjoy it. And I think your career lends to you actually having a hand in being good at it. Improv comedy.
Oh.
But isn't that performative? So
it's not really results, though. When you think about it, I mean, because you really don't know what you're getting out of it. You don't know what's going to happen. You're just kind of going up there and letting it fly.
I'm not poo-pooing it. It just feels like it's like I'm still performing for somebody else.
He's getting validation from the crowd.
I'm getting validation,
I see what you're saying.
Right?
Okay, that's a good one.
And I think that's the thing that they don't want me to do, the doctors.
Okay.
They're like, stop seeking for validation.
Yeah.
What about forest bathing? Which I have learned from Mother Nature, which is it's a Japanese concept where you literally just go into the forest and just be one with nature.
So you just go for like a walk or something?
Yeah, it's like nature walk. You do whatever you want to do. You just got to be you and nature, just in nature.
No electronics. You're just walking. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That sounds boring enough to work.
Yeah.
Just go in your backyard.
Do you guys like hiking?
I don't not like
I
hiking.
Don't.
I mean, it depends on how hard the hike is.
Right?
Yeah.
I like it.
I'm not opposed to it, but bugs.
I do like being in nature, and nature gives me something, so I get... I get bored after about 6 minutes, but maybe that's what I need.
The last one I got for you, somebody gave me this idea because of your love for dogs, and I never really thought of anyone doing this, but dog agility training.
Franny.
No.
My English bulldog. She's very agile, jumping off the couch and then back on it. There is something there with dogs, though. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know about the agility training thing, but there could be something there with with fostering dogs hobby?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Like if with canine assistance and you like you were helping to train and to teach their dogs.
Okay.
I don't know how good you'd be as a teacher.
Or maybe
performance based.
Yeah. Or maybe you could just volunteer at like a shelter if you don't want to foster something.
The fostering thing has always sort of been in the back of my head, but I think I would get so attached to the dogs that it would feel really, really tough giving it back
that
up.
That would be tough.
But I have thought of that. Okay. Yep. All right, we got something to work with
that's
here,
my
people.
Three.
Okay. All right. Well, I have one that's similar to Mo's, so I'll bounce off of that. But not improv classes, but acting classes might be interesting. And hear me out. I feel like this is a little bit different than improv because you're learning to sit with your emotions. And I feel like acting classes would give you a good space to use both the creativity that comes naturally to you and also something that comes unnaturally to you and kind of diving into those emotions, kind of learning how to like... channel your emotions through a hobby.
I told these guys earlier when we first came in, I'm seeing a new therapist and what we're really working on is what I have thought my superpower is all these years, and that's compartmentalizing things. So I can do my job, I can do this, and I've gotten so good at it that there's kind of like this chain link fence around my heart and I'm not feeling things. So she's making me sit there and she's asking me questions with my eyes closed and then asking me where I'm feeling it in my body. So I have to stay with the emotions.
Ooh.
It's been hard, very, very, very difficult. And we did it for 60 seconds.
The other thing I thought would be good for you is pottery, because I know you love your lady Amanda. And this is something that's real sexy. Pottery is a very sexy hobby. You could do it together. You could do it on your own. It reminds me of that scene from Ghost with Patrick Swayze.
Swayze.
What's his name?
Swayze.
Swayze.
You just put an extra C in there. A little swag on it.
A little swag in it. So I figured that's like a, you know, know, a hobby you can do with your lady. It'll be a good time. And also kayaking and paddle boarding, because you can do it anywhere, both here in Georgia or when you travel.
I do like that idea, the kayaking, because I do like being in nature, but I also have to be moving faster than just a walk through nature.
So each one of us gave you something.
Yeah, each one
that was like resonated a little bit.
What was the one that you gave me that was like in the
Learn a foreign language.
Learn a foreign language.
Something with dogs.
Something with dogs.
Kayaking.
And kayaking. All right. Between the three of those, they are intriguing. So, I'm not against it.
You're so uninterested.
I know every single one.
Well, it feels like it's just so foreign to me to have a hobby and do something just for me that I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around any of it. But it's an absolute necessary.
Mm-hmm.
You should go out this weekend and Instagram it, and you should go kayaking. And while you're in the kayak, you should knit and have a dog with you.
Well, the Instagram part is the part that's absolutely I'm not allowed to be part of at all. Because, again, you're getting validation.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But you guys have given me enough to chew on that these are legit. I appreciate it.
Do we think he's going to do any of them?
Not
will. Not until he gets to the nursing home.
The Burt Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.